Oh, hi there. You look good. I like your sleep clothes. Are those new? They look like silk. But you're a student, so I bet that's satin. Both are very good for your skin, though. Rough fabrics like cotton will rob you of your precious moisture. What? Why are you looking at me like that, tilting your head like a puppy? No, your window wasn't open. I waited, picked the lock, and slipped inside. I'm the god's perfect killing machine. I think I can manage getting into a dorm room. Oh. It's okay. I can hear your heartbeat. It's racing. No one saw me, my love. I wouldn't risk our tryst together like that. If any of the other students saw, it would be the end of us both. I'd be dissected on a lab table, and you'd be rotting in the Empress's prison. I hear she's intolerably moral like that. What? You're frowning? Hey, come on, what is it? I thought you'd be happy to see me before bed. We've done this dozens of times. Did someone hurt you? I could just kill them, you know. You don't have to let it plague you. You have to study. What for? You're always studying. Every night, the piles of books on your nightstand change. Surely you can take a break. Ah, the noble pursuit of a degree. It's not just the titles that come with graduation, it's the future you can build afterward. Humans love their books. They're pieces of paper. And if you love them, then I should try too. I haven't read anything in a while. What is this one? Advanced Necromantic Theory. I'm sure it's very impressive. It's hard to read in the dark, but I should make more of an effort to consume books. You're quite inspiring, you know. Oh, I do mean it. Sometimes when I pass by your window, I will watch you, reading by candlelight. You look lovely when you study. You have to stretch your neck over the pages. Maybe one night we could read the same book, and when I visit, we could discuss it. Even if it's a textbook. I can never share the sun with you, but a book, I could do that. Ah, yes, that would require two copies of the same book. If we wanted to have a continued discussion afterward. But I saw you reading with that human girl just as the sun was setting today. She must have the same books as you. I could take them from her. Oh, yes, I saw. She had brown hair and the same uniform as you, black robes. You read shoulder to shoulder under a tree, and then she asked if you wanted to get cider. Not inside her, apple cider. Open your ears, this is serious. You smiled at her. I never get to see your smile in the dying sunlight like that, or read books with you. And when I hug you, you get cold. It's not fair. I care about you much more than she does. I bet she just wants to cheat off your exams or something. She couldn't possibly carry what I have in my heart for you. Sorry, jealousy is very unrefined. I just wish... This is a difficult relationship. You're very gracious about it, but I know there's obstacles. I put you at risk just by being near you. Oh, thank you. You smell delicious tonight. Let's try and change the subject. Oh, that's wonderful. Your professors praise you fairly. No, really. A student that is gifted, but also disciplined, is the delight of any teacher. It has always been that way. Since the days before humans had schools and pieces of paper. Those were good days. No locks to pick. But I've digressed. How are you feeling? Your eyes look very clear tonight. The crisp fall air suits you. But you must be careful and drink only hot things like tea and cider and coffee. Quit smirking at me. It's so your skin and blood can stay warm. What? That's no longer true. Are you sure? Oh, interesting. I was unaware. Thank you for showing me the passage in your textbook that explains it. I appreciate a counterpoint that is sourced by a lovely academic. But still, take care to stay warm. Winter comes very quickly. Soon, you and your classmates will make cakes for the Risen, yes? And they will give you gifts in turn. I'm not so out of touch, am I? That must still be done. Good. It is a fine tradition. That's what your classmate was asking you? The one with the brown hair I saw? She wants to make the cakes with you? Well, that seems like a bit of a reach. Yes, you should be suspicious. She smiles at you far too much. Maybe I should drink her blood. Don't scowl at me. My love, I was only thinking aloud. You should appreciate my endeavor. I'm using my head. I could snap her neck like a twig and drain the life out of her until she's just a useless husk that I could shake like a puppet. And I'm not doing that. I'm here, sitting on your bed, looking beautiful. Aren't I sweet? Well, can you blame me? She gets to spend all day with you, sharing in your studies and your smiles. And she's no match for me. I could end her in an instant. I think she should have more care. I don't like seeing her smile at you. We have exchanged love letters and blood for 7 full moons. Things between us are very serious. Right? Right. And I want you to start thinking about our future. Well, about how we're going to make this work. You're a gifted student, so you should be studying a bit of that, too. Yes, fine. Keep looking up at me with your beautiful eyes, necromancer. I swear, you could calm any fury of mine with one look. That's how I know you're special. You're someone worth losing my head and getting jealous over. I care about you. Here, seat yourself on the bed beside me. I want to admire you. Yes, very good. Lay back and close your eyes. You have a human body, and I want you to feel yourself within it. I am not able to smile at you in the sunshine, but I can do this. I can soothe you after a long day. Feel the weight of your head resting on your pillow. Let your neck go limp and your skull hang heavy. Smooth that crease between your eyebrows. I can see it. Let all the muscles in your face relax. Unclench your jaw. Oh, you're doing so well. Such a perfect student. Your body is working so hard to sustain you. I can hear the blood rushing through your veins, keeping you warm and nourished. Now release the tension in your shoulders. Let the sound of my voice wash over you. Go down your arms to the tips of your fingernails. Now move your awareness down through your chest. Continue being my good little human. I know you love it when I call you that. Be still. Now, take a deep breath in. You already know I'm going to tell you to hold it. And exhale. Breathe out through the soles of your feet. You're doing excellent. Full mark. Now, if that was 1100 or 101, this would be 1200 or 202. I can't remember how courses work. Feel your breath for the movement that it is. When you inhale, it is an expansion of the body. Believe me, I've been watching you do it for centuries. Inhale now, good, and exhale. That is a contraction. You grow bigger and smaller with each breath. Now send your awareness down, down to your hips. Feel the mattress underneath, the earth, then your legs, your toes. You are one piece of machinery, one being of breath and thought and body. Quit taking your breath for granted. It's very remarkable. Now listen to me, my illicit living lover, my gentle necromantic scholar. No, no, no. Don't open your eyes. Don't smile. This is very serious. Are you listening? You are the love I have waited for. I have seen emperors rise and fall and rise again while I searched for you. I've seen thousands of fall harvests and cakes delivered to the risen. I've seen hundreds of humans die. They were like you, full of life and breath, with clear eyes and strong hearts, bloody and warm. Turn your head, my love. Look out to the graveyards surrounding you. That's where they all are. All of those humans. Their dreams and ambitions, their hormones, their wants, their needs. It is dust in the wind or a vault in the ground. Oh, of course, you're a necromancer. You could raise their echo, bring back a percentage of what they were. But they won't make love in the sunshine or get drunk off wine. And what does my necromancer say? That's all right. Arisen still leads a life. Of course, it's a life given by your hand, so I think you're a little biased. But that's a very academic answer. The right one on a test. Now here's my question. And if it makes you feel better, you can pretend this is on a test as well. Will you let me turn you? Oh, it's a better existence, I promise you. Shh, I can hear your heart speeding up. I've made you curious, haven't I? I am offering you immortality. We could be together forever. Two lovers on the hunt every night. Think about it. Hold the picture of our life in your mind. Let it come to life. What do we do? What do you smell? The energy of the moonlight is unparalleled. The taste of blood is exquisite. I want to share that with you. But I won't make the choice for you. I need your consent. But I am going to get closer to you and wait for you to nod your head. To give me your permission. I will take nothing from you, because I love you. Say yes, and we can be together forever. Oh, perfect. Hold still. This might just hurt a little.